From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, July 19th. I'm Abby Larico. The new artistic director of the Repertory Theater of St. Louis says the theater is winning back audience members it lost in the coronavirus pandemic.
People are feeling the rep is starting to resonate with them again in a meaningful way, and that the rep is a meaningful part of their life experience, and they feel safe again to return to an indoor space together.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin speaks with theater maker Kate Bergstrom. That's coming up on The Gateway. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has, for the second time in 2 years, vetoed a funding increase of more than $2 million for a state program that advocates for residents of long-term care facilities. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program serves as an intermediary between nursing home operators and residents.
The program receives around $300,000 annually from the state. It's operated by regional agencies on aging, which recruit and organize volunteers. Debbie Blessing heads the Northeast Missouri Area Agency on Aging. She says residents can be afraid to bring up problems with nursing home operators.
I find that older adults don't tend to always speak up for themselves, and so having someone in between then can be very helpful.
Ombudsman volunteers also educate residents about their rights. Parson said the program has an important role, but there wasn't enough money in the budget to fund the increase. The state's ombudsman program has 19 full-time employees for Missouri's 1,100 nursing homes. That's less than half the staff health experts recommend. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Governor Parson is endorsing Lieutenant Governor Mike Keogh's gubernatorial campaign. The Republican chief executive officially backed Keogh Thursday. He said in a statement that, quote, "We need a conservative leader who can get things done as our next governor." Parson's decision is hardly a surprise. Keogh's two main opponents, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft and Senator Bill Eigel, criticized Parson's budgetary policies. Public polling shows a close race, with a large number of Republican voters undecided. Missouri Republicans will go to the polls to vote in the gubernatorial primary on August 6th. Several racial justice organizations released a report this week about the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. Members say Wesley Bell hasn't kept many promises he made during his campaign for office. St. Louis Public Radio's Andre Henderson reports.
The prosecutor organizing table is composed of seven organizations, including the Freedom Community Center. Since 2022, the group requested data from the office to examine its transparency, charging decisions, and how it handles pretrial detention. The report also reviews convictions and sentences. Although the report shows some improvement, group members say there is more to be done. Mike Milton is the founder of Freedom Community Center.
Anybody who says that they're doing something on the behalf of the people, we want to make sure that they're doing what they said that they were going to do.
Bill said in a statement that he respects the work of the justice organizations and will continue to work to get progressive results for the region. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
The biotech company Bayer is turning to Congress to pass legislation that could protect it from thousands of lawsuits over Roundup. Bayer has paid more than $10 billion to settle thousands of claims that the weed killer's main ingredient caused cancer. But a draft of the farm bill includes language that would make it harder for plaintiffs to make that argument. Bayer spokeswoman Jess Christensen says the company is seeking that protection because Roundup has gone through adequate EPA testing and is safe.
You know, some of the litigation industry folks will say, well, why don't you just label, you know, warn that it could cause cancer, because it doesn't, and that would go against the process of how we're supposed to warn.
Similar bills in Missouri, Iowa, and Idaho were introduced earlier this year, but none have passed. Christensen says Bayer will continue to seek both federal and state legislation. A new report by a U.S. Senate committee finds that Amazon is underreporting worker injuries. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley reports.
According to the report, Amazon might be manipulating federal regulations by not reporting critical warehouse injuries during busy seasons. The review was released this week by the Senate committee chaired by Bernie Sanders. The committee found that the company underreports worker injuries as a way to keep injury rates low. Chris Mano says she doesn't think she'll ever work again after a case fell on her while working at the STL 8 Fulfillment Center in St. Peter's.
In that report, just underscores and confirms everything my coworkers and I at STLA have been sounding the alarm about for a couple of years now.
Amazon says the Senate report is wrong. They say they take worker claims seriously and that their reportable injury rate has dropped by 28% since 2019. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
New basketball courts are now open for play in South St. Louis. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports on the new courts at Marquette Park in Dutchtown.
Isaiah Huddleston and Gary Johnson play one-on-one on the resurfaced courts that used to be for tennis. Both play on the basketball team at nearby St. Mary's High School. Johnson says the new courts are a welcome addition for the neighborhood.
Instead of having to go on walk or drive all the way to the YMCA deep on the south side, you know, you can come here just around the corner, get some basketball time, get some playing time in.
The new courts are part of a $200,000 appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funding. City officials expect more ARPA-funded projects to begin this year. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
The new artistic director of the Repertory Theater of St. Louis says the theater needs to be a place where all St. Louisans can feel welcome. Kate Bergstrom came to the Rep from New York, where she worked as a freelance director after founding a California theater company dedicated to producing works by female and LGBTQ writers. Bergstrom joins the Rep after a financial crisis led its leaders to cut last season short. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked her about the theater's future.
The Rep continues to have a really beautiful forward momentum pull throughout the community and beyond. We've got a bunch of subscribers who are returning, lap subscribers who are coming back this year, over 600.
That sounds like a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. And it's both, I think, a mixture of things, but also a movement where people are feeling the Rep is starting to resonate with them again in a meaningful way, and that the Rep is a meaningful part of their life experience, and they feel safe again to return to an indoor space together.
A new artistic director coming in, just what's on your plate? What are you going to do all day?
What am I not going to do all day? Right now, we've got a few things cooking and are about to announce, Jeremy, a really exciting studio season. For the first time in 5 years, we're opening the Black Box Theater under the Loretto Hilton stage. That is the more intimate, 120-seat, experiential, adventurous, immersive studio, which many subscribers from years past knew and loved. And this Steve Wolf Studio series is going to be showcasing some pretty exciting work, which will be announced on July 22nd.
And you've talked about new works and fresh approaches and all that. You're preceded in your seat as artistic director by Hannah Sharif, a very respected leader in American theater. She was scooped up by Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. And she did a lot of work to bring underheard voices onto the stage and into the organization, importantly, particularly theater makers of color. And that was not universally applauded by the Rep's supporters. How do you bring the audience along with you if you do encounter resistance?
I appreciate that question, and I hope that my tenure will honor the legacy of Hannah and Steve and all of the amazing artistic directors that have come before. This is an opportunity, I think, particularly in this bifurcated political time, to, again, celebrate our differences and find that undergirding humanity. And that's going to mean not only making sure that audiences are resonating with titles and resonating with different experiences that they're seeing offered at the Rep, but that every time they come through our doors, they feel beloved. They feel like they are part of the Rep community. That means former subscribers. That means folks of every different political bent. That means young, old. That means every demographic that you can think of feels like they are taken care of and treated like a deep and profound collaborator when they come into the doors at the Rep.
And I think a difficult dynamic in these kinds of conversations is getting everyone to understand that inviting one person into the room does not mean that you're disinviting someone else.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of people have trouble understanding that.
Ah, I completely hear that. And I think that the big goal is also to say, when you come in to our doors and you come and you find your seat, there is room for everyone to experience this transcendent theater. My big goal is that when you come into the Rep, you're respected and uplifted and are respectful to everyone's identity surrounding you, and that the stories you're going to see on stage are going to bring you closer and better together, knowing that that's the only way that St. Louis is going to thrive.
That was Kate Bergstrom, Artistic Director of the Repertory Theater of St. Louis, speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin. Our David Cazares edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Have a fantastic weekend.